Have you ever pulled up that little airplane icon on your phone, watched it crawl across the map, and wondered where all that data actually comes from? Who owns it? Who's allowed to sell it, resell it, or bet money on it? That question just landed in federal court. I'm Tower, and this is ADIS on Radio Hanger. Today, we're talking about a lawsuit. That sounds like a business page story, but is really a story about the data that every one of us depends on when we fly. Here's what you need to know. FlightAware. The flight tracking company most of us have used at one point or another has sued Kelshi. Kelshi is a prediction market operator, a place where people place wagers on future events. And one of the things people have been wagering on lately is whether specific airline flights will be canceled or delayed. FlightAware alleges that Kelshi used FlightAware's data and its trademark to run those markets without permission. This is reported by Aerotime, and it's worth slowing down on because the implications reach a lot further than two companies fighting over money. Before we go deeper, let me tell you who's keeping the lights on today. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's set the table. When you look at a flight tracker, you're seeing the end product of a very long supply chain. A lot of that position data starts with Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, or ADS-B. That's the system where an aircraft broadcasts its own position derived from GPS out into the world for anyone with the right receiver to hear. Airliners transmit it. More and more general aviation airplanes transmit it because since January of 2020, ADS-B out has been required to fly in most of the busy airspace in this country. So the airplane broadcasts, ground receivers pick it up. Companies like FlightAware operate or tap into huge networks of those receivers. They blend that with airline scheduled data, with gate information, with FAA feeds, and they turn it into that clean, friendly map you scroll on your phone while you're waiting to board. The headline doesn't tell the whole story because the story here isn't really the airplane on the screen. It's the enormous amount of work, infrastructure, and licensing that sits behind it. FlightAware's argument, as reported, is that they built and paid for that pipeline, and that Kelshi took the output and used it, along with the FlightAware name, to run a betting product without a license, without permission. Now, I want to be careful here. This is a lawsuit. These are allegations. Kelshi will have its own answer, and a court is going to sort out the facts. I'm not here to tell you who wins. I'm here to tell you why a pilot should care. So let's talk about why this affects you. First, this is a fight about whether flight data is a free-for-all or a licensed product, and the answer shapes the tools you use. Every one of us has come to rely on free or cheap tracking. Family members watch your tail number come home. Flight schools watch their airplanes. Controllers, dispatchers, mechanics, all of it leans on data moving freely. If the courts draw a hard line around who can use aggregated tracking data and for what, that line touches the whole ecosystem downstream. Not just gamblers, all of us. Second, there's a privacy thread running underneath this that has been building for years. If you fly a general aviation airplane with ADS-B out, your position is by default broadcast in the clear. For a long time, that meant anybody could watch any tail number go anywhere. Pilots pushed back. The FAA, working with industry, built programs to address it. There's the Limiting Aircraft Data Displayed program, LAD for short, which lets an owner ask that their tail number be filtered out of the public tracking feeds. And more recently, there's the Privacy ICAO address program, where an aircraft can be assigned a rotating anonymized identifier, so it's harder to tie those broadcasts back to a specific owner over time. This affects you if you own an airplane, and you've ever felt uneasy about the whole world watching where you fly. Those tools exist. LAD and the Privacy ICAO address program are both available through the FAA. If you didn't know that, that's your practical takeaway from today's show. Go look them up. Now connect the dots. A prediction market that pays out based on whether a flight is canceled has a direct financial incentive to get the most granular real-time flight data it possibly can. When there's money riding on the exact status of specific flights, the pressure on that data supply chain goes up, the demand for it goes up, and the questions about who's allowed to have it and what they're allowed to do with it get sharper. That's the deeper current in this case. It's not just trademark, it's what happens to aviation data when someone figures out how to bet on it. Let me widen the lens for a second, because this fits a pattern we've been watching across the industry. Aviation generates an incredible amount of data. Position data, schedule data, maintenance data, weather data. For most of the history of flight, that information was operational. It existed to get airplanes from one place to another safely. Now that same data has commercial value on its own. People trade on it. Analytics firms build products on it. Insurance companies price on it. And the law is racing to catch up with questions nobody had to ask when a flight strip was a literal piece of paper on a controller's desk. Here's the part I'd flag as my own read. Not fact. I think we're going to see more of these fights, not fewer. As more airplanes broadcast more data, and as more clever people find more ways to make money off that broadcast, the tension between open information and owned information is only going to grow. Where it settles matters for the tools in your cockpit, the apps on your phone, and the privacy of your own tail number. And there's a safety angle worth naming too. The reason ADS-B is broadcast openly in the first place is safety, traffic awareness, search and rescue. The whole point was to make airplanes more visible to each other and to the system. Any conversation about locking data down has to be weighed against that. We don't want to solve a commercial problem by making the sky less transparent to the people whose job is keeping it safe. That balance, openness for safety versus control for privacy and commerce, is the real thing to watch as cases like this move through the courts. So what do you actually do with all this? Not much today, honestly. You don't need to change how you fly tomorrow morning because of a lawsuit, but keep an eye on it. If you own an airplane, know that LADD and the Privacy ICAO address program exist and are yours to use through the FAA. And understand that the free, easy flight tracking we all take for granted rests on a business and legal foundation that is very much still being argued over. The little airplane on the screen is simple. Everything behind it is not. My thanks to AeroTime for the reporting on the FlightAware and Kalshi filing, and to the FAA for the details on ADS-B and the privacy programs. You can find more at radiohanger.com. That's the status on this one. We'll keep watching the frequency as it develops. Tower, out.